This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn with you here. And we've been doing a lot of coverage of fan-controlled football because the league is just super interesting. And it's got NFL talent, and it's got all sorts of fun sports personalities. And one of those people is Bob Menery, who is an owner of the FCF Zappers. And Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm getting yelled at. I'm at the Super Bowl right now. I feel bad. We just arrived at the Super Bowl this morning. I'm getting yelled at for not having my mask on, so I got to put it on real quick. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, stop causing a ruckus down there. You got to play by the rules. You don't want to get kicked out of the Super Bowl. So, yeah, but get it together, Bob. But for having you here on the show, because as you're down there and you're soaking in, obviously, the biggest event for the NFL, you guys are about to get started. I mean, you're about a week away from the start of the FCF season. So for you to be at this point, I mean, one, how did you get here? Like, how did you get to the point where you got involved with the league, and why'd you say yes to being an owner?
Well, so, you know, obviously, you know, like I do these little parody videos online or whatever, which I became, I guess, known for or whatnot, is, you know, kind of doing what sports announcers want to say but can't, and kind of made a shtick out of it. So my first job ever was the Screaming Eagles, which was an arena football league. And so, which is basically the same concept as what they're doing right now at the FCFL. So Grant, who was a family friend, kind of founded the league. And we just kind of, after the first time we did the commentating on the first game, we carried over to what they've built now, which is, you know, they've a real league with real funding behind it and, you know, a lot of cool people involved in it. So basically, you know, 7-on-7 arena football. I met Grant and I said, you know, we need a little edgy. We need some fun in this league. We got to get Johnny Manziel, you know? Am I allowed to say that on the air? Sorry.
Well, yeah, no. So we're not live right now, which is the good thing. So you can curse as much as you want, Bob, and I'll just edit it out later. That's the beauty of this. So, yeah, say whatever the f*** you want, my friend.
Perfect, yeah. So we went and got, I don't know, it was like, you know, 7-on-7 football. I was like, I don't know how many people are going to really watch this if it's just like guys that are teetering around college or, trying to go to the NFL and whatnot. And it's like, we need kind of some, I kind of wanted to build the Zappers as the land of misfit toys. I wanted to have like you know, Manziel. I wanted Sean Oakman. I wanted, some guys that kind of got a bad rep with the way society's rules are kind of set. And I wanted to stack them all on one team. So we're in a good little place here. The league's got some legs, so hopefully it'll work out.
Well, yeah. And so now that you get Johnny on the team, I mean, what was the process for getting him involved with the league?
Oh, it was easy. I flew right to Scottsdale. I handed him a couple of cocktails while he was getting bottle service at some club out there. And I said, look, I said, here's the deal. I said, well, I'm not asking you to come back and play football. I said, it's a new day and age now. You're going to have a piece of something. What people don't understand is Johnny's not just doing this for a cash play. He's doing it where he has actually a piece of this league that actually could grow, that he could become a part of. And so it's like, I don't think Johnny's interested in coming back and playing football and, you know, starting up an NFL career. And that's done. What Johnny wants to do is be able to use his talent and try and build something and be, you know, alongside something that's kind of using the new day and age stuff that's working, you know, the social media, all this, you know, crazy world is blowing up in our face. So, you know, he came and decided to play football for us for 6 weeks. Hopefully he makes it 6 weeks and this thing pops off.
Wait, so Johnny's going to be a player owner then? You're starting the league with player owners.
Oh, of course Johnny is a piece of the game. He'd be dumb not to. I mean, like, you know, he has a small piece of the Zappers. And then he has his deal that he is that he agreed to for 6 weeks of playing football. But he has a skin in the game. Of course he does. He'd be dumb not to.
Well, yeah. No, he would be, because that's the thing. You look at this right now, and that's one of the fun things about this league is they've got it opened up where fans are already, and like I'm on Twitter and following all these different fans. There's people that have like 25 followers on Twitter, and in their bio it says part owner of the Glacier Boys or the Zappers or whatever. So like people actually own all of this right now and are so excited about this. So I guess for you, and we're talking with Bob Menery, who's one of the owners with the FCF, I mean, where do you think this thing can go? You know, what's the growth potential of the FCF in your estimation?
I think that, you know, look at this, they got a lot of smart people, you know, behind this thing. And I think what it all does is everybody has their job. It's like everybody just has to do their job. Johnny's going to show up and stay 6 weeks in the bubble and play football. I got to do my job at marketing the shit out of this thing and making sure everybody on my sees this. Everybody's got a piece of the pie. Everybody's got to do their job. So I think it's got some legs. I think that if we make it fun and exciting and build content around the game, that's where it's going to sell. I think it's like just straight football 7-on-7. It's like, I don't know. I mean, nobody really cares about a lot of these players because they're no names. Let's just be honest. So we got to build some great content around it so people will actually be intrigued by these players and their stories and whatnot. So, you know, everybody has their job. I think it has, you look at some smart, smart minds behind it. It's got some legs. And so, you know, we'll see. I took a flyer on it and it seems like the Flyers, not so bad so far.
Well, yeah, and everything as it's coming together, for being a guy that's like a diehard sports fan and seeing all these different NFL style leagues, you know, for the XFL with all the different fits they've had, the AFL, there's just the UFL those years ago. I don't know if you remember that. There's been all these leagues that have come and gone, but this is such a different spin on things where you got fans actually having a stake in things, players now having a stake in things and having personalities like this. So that's the thing too, is right, for you to be doing the kind of broadcasting stuff that you do and having that R-rated element is so much fun. You know, it's nice to hear, because for me, like studying and hearing broadcasters all the time, to hear a guy drop an F-bomb with your style of dictation and all that those guys have is fun. It feels good.
Yeah, you know? we're also not getting paid by a network either. We're kind of just doing this our own to a massive following and then parlaying that into other opportunities, which I think we've done a good job at. But yeah, so I mean, it's exciting. I'm pumped about the league. I think that Johnny's a great addition to the league, and it's going to be it hopefully will work out.
Well, yeah. So are you going to be doing any kind of broadcasting, even if it's on your own feed or anything like that? Are we going to get the Bob Menery experience?
Yeah, of course. I think that I don't know if I'll be able to with all the COVID-19 regulations going on. I don't know if we'll actually be able to commentate the games during disaster. I'm pretty sure that we might have the ability to be able to broadcast the games, but trust me, there'll be enough content being generated through our social platforms that will be you know, equal to, if not greater than us actually commentating the game in itself.
Okay. And so we're talking with Bob Menery, who's a FCF owner with the Zappers. And so given that also you're down there for the Super Bowl, right? So are you a big NFL guy?
Big NFL, the big Tom Brady guy. But I don't know. I think I might be cheering for Mahomes this go around. As much as I love Brady and all he did for us in New England, I don't know. I think there's a new sheriff in town. So.
Yeah, well, I love to hear that, because as an Eagles guy, Brady makes me sick. So,
you guys had your best with us. You guys had your best with us, so don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah, no, we got one, and that's probably all we're going to get, and I'll die happy with that. But
exactly.
Looking at this now and following the NFL the way you do and then seeing the FCF, like, what do you think? Is there anything you want to see with all these different rules, style of play? Is there anything that interests you with all that?
I'm very interested to see how the fan controlling the plays aspect works and how that runs, and hopefully it runs smoothly. I'm just interested in how many I don't know. I think they're still figuring it out. I could be wrong, but how many plays options they'll have for the fans to call and select from. And then how it'll be, you know, how in real time the fans are going to choose the plays, and it's going to go down to the, you know, the head coach and the sideline. It's going to relay it. And I'm just curious to see how that whole process is going to work. Like I said, right now, my goal is, like I said, everybody has a role on this team and in this league. And my goal is to build this thing as much as I can through all my social platforms. And, you know, getting Johnny locked in was a good thing. And so that was my job. And we'll see how the tech runs and all that from here on out.
Yeah, fair enough. So Bob Menery from the FCF. And by the way, if you want to check it out, they're going to be doing their first draft. There's going to be a draft every week of the season. So the first draft of the league is going to be this Wednesday, February 10th. It's going to be on Twitch. So you can be in the draft and draft a team and draft Bob's team. You can help draft the Zappers with Bob.
Oh, do it all day. The Zappers. I love it.
There you go. All right. So Bob Menery. Bob, thanks so much, man. It's been great.
You guys are the best. Take care. All right. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.